The 2022 Battle of Britain ceremonies were launched this morning, with those in attendance agreeing this year may have more meaning than years in recent memory. The Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, ensign was raised at Barrie City Hall on a dreary Monday morning to honour the 82nd anniversary of the famous battle that took place in 1940, from July 10 to October 31. It was the first major battle of the Second World War that was completely fought in the air. Bill Sargent, who is the chairman of the RCAF Association 441, Huronia, explained why the famous fight is so well revered in Barrie and the surrounding area. Base Borden was the birthplace of the RCAF, back in 1917, and so we here take this battle seriously and show it the respect it most certainly deserves, Sargent told Barrie Today. The flag was raised to full mast and then brought back down to the halfway point, as all government flags are at half mast to honour the death of Queen Elizabeth II last week at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Sargent said the events of last week, as well in recent months in Eastern Europe, have made this year's ceremony especially important. The invasion of Ukraine by Russia has brought upon a new focus on the military and all of those who serve in international combat, but losing Her Majesty is just shattering, said Sargent, who added the Queen's death makes this year's event very momentous. On October 13, 1940, at the height of the Battle of Britain, she addressed the nation with her sister on a radio broadcast to rally the nation, Sargent said. She was just 14 years old and was encouraging everyone, particularly kids and teens, to not be afraid and that we would overcome the threatened invasion by the Luftwaffe. Her Majesty showed great leadership, even at that age. A second event will take place on Sunday, September 18 at Military Heritage Park, next to the South Shore Centre. Beginning at 10:45 a.m. it will include a parade featuring a wide spectrum of participants, including current members of the Canadian Forces, veterans and cadets. Barrie Mayor Jeff Lehman has declared Sept. 12-16 as Battle of Britain Week in the city. Former Chief Warrant Officer Walter Capstick said the reason he participates as a member of the Colour Guard and ceremonies for the event is simple. After serving 31 years in the RCAF and also with the Royal Canadian Engineers, it's more of a duty to carry on this type of recognition, otherwise things get forgotten, Capstick told Barrie Today. Our association is doing a great job in keeping traditions alive and well, and the Battle of Britain ceremonies are another way of doing that. Capstick, 78, was born in England, Doncaster, Yorkshire to be exact, and says he saw Queen Elizabeth II many times and believes this week is an important one to keep traditions alive. I did see her often, from a distance, mind you, whether it was tree plantings at school, in her name or what have you, Capstick said. I think fondly of the Queen and it is hard to imagine moving on without her. I know we will come to be proud of King Charles III, but it is a great loss. The Battle of Britain is widely recognized as one of the greatest air battles in history and is considered by many to be the turning point of the Second World War. It was fought over the southern part of England and the English Channel. It was during this battle that a relatively small group of airmen from Commonwealth and Allied countries turned the tide on Hitler's plan for the invasion of Great Britain. Throughout that period, more than 100 Canadian pilots and airmen served with various units of fighter command of the Royal Air Force. The Battle of Britain is especially significant for Canada's military heritage, since it was during that battle that the RCAF received international respect. Battle of Britain Sunday is celebrated yearly to commemorate the point in the battle when fighter command delivered such a punishing blow to the German Luftwaffe that Hitler decided to postpone indefinitely his planned invasion of Great Britain. The crucial outcome of this confrontation was immortalized by Sir Winston Churchill when he stated, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few."